Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. You know, what's interesting about analytics is this. It is a way to win. There's no getting around it, and I respect it. But there's multiple ways to win. And it's based on matchups, based on personnel, based on what you can and can't do and what they can and can't do. And analytics is a way to do it. It's one of them. But there's multiple ways to win. My problem with sabermetrics and analytics is that, A, they think it's the only way to win, and B, the game is played and coached by human beings. And whatever help you can get mathematically, that's fine. No issue with that. But human beings play the game and coach the game. This isn't Madden. I went for two on every single one of them. Okay, I didn't win. All right. And guess what? You don't have anything at stake. Hey, these guys do. So they've got to figure out the best way to win. Very rare, by the way, have we seen somebody score a two-point conversion early in a game, like the Patriots did against Buffalo. A lot of times I've seen teams go for it on two early. Mike Tomlin used to be that way. A couple of years ago, two, 3 years ago, Mike Tomlin was going for it on going for two early in games and missing. And I only saw James do it one time. It was Kent State, I think. It was the opening game of the season. They went for two. They won the game with ease, and they missed it. He didn't do it after that. So it's interesting. It's a way to win. It's not, and on certain days it's the way to win. But it's got to be one of those that you look around the circumstance and say, hey, this is the way we have to do it today. Going for it in your own 18-yard line isn't one of those ways. All right. Now, again, the Chargers, by the way, Sunday night could have punted, and the Raiders could have run it back for a touchdown. Or the Chargers could have punted, and the Raiders drove downfield and got a field goal, just like they did when they got the ball at the 18-yard line. Or they could have gone downfield and scored a touchdown, or they could have fumbled the punt. I mean, we don't know what they would have done with it. But, man, it sure didn't make any sense. And you gave up 3 points at a spot where you ended up in a tie at the end of regulation. Not good. Okay, let's get in our play-by-play call of the day, a former Nittany Lion with a career night.
Stevens playing with confidence. Drops in two more. Lamar Stevens takes the shot. One bounce out, tapped out by Mobley. Stevens with a loose ball, wrapped around bucket, and right now the offense seems to be rolling through. Scored 13 in the third.
Well, you talk about finding something that works. Lamar Stevens has found it. He's playing a little bully ball himself.
Lamar Stevens had a career-high 23 last night. He got the word, I want to say 2-3 weeks ago, they're going to pick up his contract for the rest of the season. He's been playing really well since. Defense is a big reason why he got into this league, and now he's showcasing his offense. 23 last night for Lamar. All right, let's turn our attention now to Nate Bauer on 3.com. Sir, welcome. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are the Hoopers these days?
The training camp, the second training camp they went through, has been bearing fruit. It is a better basketball team on this date on January the 13th than it was on December the 11th.
Yeah, go figure. Go figure. Yeah. 22 days could help pay off.
Well, you know what? There are a couple things that are going to happen. You can work hard and have guys look around and go, what are we doing here? And you lose them.
Yep.
Which can happen. or he can look around and have people that are determined to get better and respond to it, and that's what they did.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting, and like if you're looking at the season as a whole, to see this kind of narrative of the seedlings of success, right, in those first 10 games before really the shutdown. You know, there were elements, but there wasn't this kind of complete, like the word that's being used right now is buy-in, and I think it's so applicable, right? Like you've got a bunch of different seniors, older guys, upperclassmen who were all kind of thrown into this pot together for this season after coming from different places and obviously some holdovers from last season. But there's a trust element that has to take place. Like it doesn't happen overnight. And it's Absolutely. Trust between themselves, and it's trust certainly with the coaching staff. And so I think that what I'm seeing, and I'm guessing that you would echo the sentiment, is so many of these players coming in and saying, hey, you know, there were bits and pieces, things that worked, things that didn't work in that first part of the season, that okay, find what works, stick with it, dig in, buy in even more, and then be put into those places to have success. And that's what they've done over the last four games.
They certainly have. And Dick made a great point today at the Hoops Club luncheon. He started out by talking about the years that Micah was at Butler. Now, the game has changed since, you know, we're talking about something that's 10, 11 years old, so there's more speed in the game today. But mm-hmm. Butler played at 59 possessions a game.
Yeah.
Right, 59. Penn yeah. State's playing right now at an adjusted tempo of 63. I thought Dick made a great point. So, Micah, it's not saying that's how he's going to play 2 years from now. It depends on your personnel.
Yep.
But he understood how to play with this group because he had experience at it.
I have thought and did think that it was so curious. Not that he was, you know, marking his territory as this is a new era of Penn State basketball, but you know, I think that what you saw during the Pat Chambers era was trying to understand and realize that because of the athletes that Penn State had to recruit, that they had to play a different style of basketball than what was prevalent in the Big Ten. And so they wanted to take risks defensively. They wanted to jump in the lanes. They wanted to create steals. They wanted fast breaks because, and I'm being blunt here, but I mean no disrespect, they couldn't shoot.
Well,
they couldn't make shots.
Actually, there's another part of it, though, and it's something that Dick and I have talked about a lot. Right? This is not really a great athletic league. Right? And so the two teams that could run in the league for years, and it's not true right now of Michigan State, but Michigan State was one and Penn State was the other.
Absolutely.
They were the two that brought speed to the table. That's why, you know, as Dick has pointed out, in the NCAA tournament last year, the Big Ten was going to fare well, and he said they're not going to fare well because they're going to go against teams that had athletes.
Yep. Yeah, well, but guess what? To get to the NCAA tournament, you got to be able to compete and win games in the Big Ten.
No doubt. And that's how you got to do it.
Exactly. And so the way that Penn State is currently structured, I mean, Micah said it from really day one. He said, look, you got to play half court defense. You got to play half court offense. The tough, gritty, all of those Bobby Knight. I mean, the Bobby Knight references have been plentiful through the season, mm-hmm. not just yeah. during a game against Purdue. And so, or Indiana, I should say. So, you know, look, like the way that he has come in, the approach that he has taken, the things that he has wanted to accomplish, I think are honestly different, right? They're different from what Penn State was coming from, but you're seeing the way that the formula that he has decided upon is paying dividends. It is coming back and showing returns. And I mean, again, I don't know about you, but I thought the performance against Rutgers was really a kind of a classic demonstration of that. right? Like, Rutgers wants to muck up the game. That is the style of basketball that Rutgers wants to play. And Penn State was happy to play it. They were fine playing it. They were okay getting a 10-point lead and keeping it there, right? And just letting it ride, because they knew that as the time ticks away, Rutgers didn't have enough possessions left in the game to win with, what, 7 minutes to play? Yeah, 6 minutes? You know, I mean, that was kind of the example.
No, we came out of timeouts, and that's like I kept saying, so Dick, how many possessions left? You know, yep. And Dick's always really good at estimating how many possessions left, because the point I was trying to make through the question was, no offense, you're running out of time, and there's 7 minutes left, and you are running out of time. There's a couple – the way Penn State plays right now, basketball-wise, is hard to play. It's draining to play, yet Penn State is the fresher team in almost every game in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well – didn't play a game for 3 weeks.
But you know what? It can go the opposite way. You can not play for 3 weeks, and guess what? The second game, you're shot.
True.
Right? Second game, you're shot. Then the third and fourth game, you're usually fine. Greg Miskinis deserves a lot of credit for you know, the work he's done with those guys.
Yep. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think that they have, the way that they've come out of the break, the way that they're playing, and look, like, I don't think that anybody wants to get ahead of themselves within the program in terms of what's coming. But if you can be competitive, which is what they have demonstrated over these last four games, that's really all you're asking for, because it is simply a matter of, you know, I hate how stupid this sounds, but either Jalen Pickett's going to make a shot or he's not. And he is right now, and if that continues, they're going to be in a great place. Seth Lundy, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't make shots against Purdue. Did not make shots, wasn't a factor until late in that game, or too far along in that game for Penn State to actually pull it out, right? Sam Sessoms. They got nothing from Sam Sessoms in that game. But you see the pivot. Like, you see these core elements of, hey, these are the guys that make up this team. You're going to ride with them, and you're going to win with them, or you're going to lose with them. But if there are no shows, they're going to be in trouble. If there aren't, if everybody is engaged, if everybody's playing to their potential, this is a team that can play with really just about anybody in this Big Ten.
All right, so a couple football notes. Noah Kane goes into the transfer portal. Your thoughts when that happened?
Yeah, you know, I think that I kind of feel the same way that most Penn State fans probably feel, which is you feel bad for him, right? I mean, it just the way that his career has transpired based on what he did in 2019, to get hurt at the end of that season and then to obviously get hurt and miss all of 2020, he just wasn't the same this year. It doesn't mean that he can't get back to that or that there won't be an avenue to him reaching his potential, but very clearly you have this combination of him not being at full strength and that coinciding with an offensive line that wasn't very good. And so those two things could not work together. One of the two maybe could have happened, but not both at the same time. And that's why Penn State had the rushing problems that it had. And that's why Noah Kane never really, you know, turned the corner, I felt, through the season.
And then the schedule. Personal opinion on my part, is now a better balanced schedule for Penn State. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, I don't know how much time you've spent on it, but opening the year on the road in the Big Ten is a trend that I think is unfair in the league.
It'll end up being 10 straight years. I mean,
10 straight years.
When it's done, when this sequence is done, it'll be 10 consecutive years. I think it's 2025. It'll be 10 straight seasons. Basketball finally had its first Big Ten home opener where the first game was at home in 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years.
Yeah.
When they played Ohio State December 5th, first time since 2016, they opened the conference season at home.
It's both ways, right? I mean, it is absolutely that 10-year stretch, and then it is compounded by it actually being the actual first game of the season.
Right, exactly.
Like, to have to do that 2 years in a row,
I know.
At Wisconsin and at Purdue, I'm just not sure that is equitable for the league. And forget Penn State. I'm saying for anybody in the league,
yep,
to have to start the season that way. I understand TV dollars, revenue, all of that stuff.
Well, that's why you rotate. That's why you make Michigan do it once.
Yep.
I mean, that's why.
Yep.
I mean, because Ohio State did it at Indiana, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, they've opened the season.
And has done it at Minnesota as well.
And at Minnesota, they've done it. Michigan hasn't done it.
Yeah.
About time, maybe.
Yep. Yeah. No, I mean, I totally agree. I think beyond that, right? Beyond
the this is still the changes they made.
Through.
The changes they made were good for Penn State. Let's. I want to give them praise for that.
For sure. For sure. No. So to not have obviously Ohio State and then at Michigan back to back. I think is to Penn State's benefit. It is kind of interesting. I did a thing for the website last week where I kind of picked an important date in every month on the calendar, and I looked at November, and that was a very manageable schedule for Penn State. Mm-hmm. in the prior schedule.
Yep.
But I still think that if you're looking at it on the whole, to not have to face really what would be a bludgeoning, right? Like, nobody comes out of that alive, having to face Ohio State, Michigan, and I believe Michigan State in the prior schedule,
right,
all in October. Like, that was just that was going to be a tough.
Well, it's more to it than that. You would have in the opening 6 weeks played at Purdue, at Auburn, at Michigan, and host Ohio State.
Yep.
Oh, really? Yep. That's great. Right? And remember, the Big Ten gave you three of those four games.
Right. Right. Yeah, well, you know, and we've talked about this before, but, James Franklin has made very, very clear, and I am a believer in what he is saying about it, that these home and homes scheduling app, like, yeah, it was good for Penn State this past year, but it's not good for Penn State.
No.
You have to go to Auburn in the third week of the season. That's just, it just isn't. So, no, but overall, I mean, I certainly think that it spreads out. It's always a tough schedule. Every
sure.
year is tough.
Right.
But this makes it a little bit more manageable for sure.
Sir, you make the show more manageable.
Oh, stop.
Appreciate you very much.
Thanks for having me.
There you bet. Thanks, Nate.
All right. Bye-bye.
Nate Bauer on 3.com. I know you wanted us to talk about the Eagles.
No, it's okay. Nate has much better things to do.
I mean, I'm trying to keep the audience. Back with more in a moment. I mean, Brady had to answer a question today about why he didn't shake Nick Foles' hand. Why? Okay. Time to move on.
I'm with you on that one.
I mean, time to move on. In the scheme of life, irrelevant. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Happy New Year. Can you believe it's 2022 already? Do you remember Y2K worries, Operation Desert Storm, the Challenger shuttle disaster, and the Miracle on Ice? How about the Three Mile Island incident, Watergate, and Secretariat winning the Triple Crown? Or the first Ford Mustang, and the assassinations of Martin Luther King and President Kennedy? If you remember living through these events and don't need to Google them to know what they are, now is the time to prepare for the next phase of your life. Most homes can be suitably modified, enabling folks to enjoy life where they always have, in the comfort of their own home for many years. I'm Art Thomas, president of Diversified Construction. Our certified aging-in-place specialist can meet with your family to discuss viable, economical projects to keep people living where they want to be. Don't wait for a crisis situation. Diversified Construction can help keep you safe at home. Visit our website, check out our Facebook page, and call us today for a free site visit and consultation. Diversified Construction, proud to be the consumer's choice. HIC number 5907.
With Joe Biden and the radical Democrats pushing their socialist agenda, Pennsylvania needs to send a conservative fighter to the United States Senate. Carla Sands is a MAGA conservative who served on President Trump's foreign policy and economic teams. With deep roots in central Pennsylvania, Carta Sands shares our conservative values. Carta Sands is a Christian and a pro-life mom who will defend the unborn. Carta Sands is a job-creating businesswoman who will cut our taxes and get Washington off the backs of our small businesses. Carta Sands is a constitutional conservative who will protect our First and Second Amendment rights. And Carta Sands is a law and order conservative who will fight to finish President Trump's wall, crack down on election fraud, and stop Fauci's tyranny. MAGA conservative Carla Sands. She'll put America and Pennsylvania first.
I'm Carla Sands, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Sands for Senate.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
Shh, this is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
He really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Join News Radio 1070 WKOK Monday through Friday mornings from 8:30 till 10 for our live local telephone talk show, On the Mark.
East Buffalo Township, up there in Union County, do you know what those supervisors did?
Lower taxes?
There you go, Mark.
Everything you know about daycare could fit on the head of a pin. I know the folks who know, know.
The
you,
folks
you
who
don't
know,
know.
Know.
I know the folks who don't
the
know,
folks
don't
who
know.
Don't know.
On
know.
The Mark, weekday mornings from 8:30 till 10, only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Yeah, the schedule, I don't... This is where the Big Ten needs to be transparent and explained to everybody. I don't care whether it's an article or on BTN or whatever. How do you do the schedule? How do you do it? How do you come up with this? How do you send a team on the road to open the season in basketball five straight years? How do you do that? How do you go in a 12-year period, the first game in January, and this is the first time since 2010 that Penn State played the first game in January in the Jordan Center? How do you go 10 straight years with one team opening the season on the road and make them do it in back-to-back years in the first game of the season? Now, Ohio State has had to open up at Indiana, open up at Minnesota. When does Michigan do that? Any particular reason? Why does Michigan State this year have six home games on Saturday in conference play? Why? Penn State has one. Illinois has none. Illinois doesn't have a single Saturday game in the Big Ten this season at home. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Penn State has one. Michigan State has six. Hey, why? I'm not saying you have to have every Saturday game at home, whatever. I've always said, hey, look, at least have 3 to 4 out of 10. And they need to be transparent about what they're doing, because you got a lot of people looking at them cross-eyed saying, what? I don't understand.
Are you working on a remodel or new construction job and need new carpet and flooring? Save time and money by calling Garvey's Flooring America. Choosing Garvey's Flooring America for your commercial space means you'll pay the lowest prices from the largest selection of in-stock carpet and floors in the valley. Garvey's commercial division is known for having the highest standards in the industry, whether an office, a school, church, or restaurant. Garvey's Flooring America has the experience to guide you from start to finish, providing solutions to make it happen on time and on budget. Visit us online at garveyscarpet.com.
Geisinger 65 Forward is a new kind of healthcare for everyone 65 and older. Appointments with your doctor last longer here. and everything you need for better health is under one roof. Lab work and imaging, state-of-the-art fitness equipment, there's even a wellness team dedicated to you. If you're 65 or older, this is the care you've been waiting for and the care you deserve. Book a tour at one of our locations. Visit geisinger.org/signmeup.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court has blocked the Biden administration's vaccine or test rule for businesses with at least 100 workers, but granted a separate request to allow its vaccine mandate for healthcare workers to take effect. This, as CBS's Dr. David Agus anticipates the COVID-19 Omicron curve flattening by the end of the month.
There is some light at the end of the tunnel. By mid-February, we should be in a much better spot than we are presently.
The founder of the far-right group, the Oath Keepers, and 10 others have been arrested and charged for their role during the Capitol insurrection. Loyola Law School's Lori Levinson.
By going after the head of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, the Justice Department has signaled that even those who were not present in the Capitol at the time of the riot may be responsible for what happened.
On voting rights passing in the Senate, President Biden says,
I hope we can get this done. The honest to God answer is, I don't know whether we can get this done.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed. That's right. Don't just cut down, but stop smoking once and for all. Also, lose all the weight you want for only $49.99 guaranteed with Mark Patrick Seminars. Let hypnosis destroy unwanted cravings, late-day eating binges, boarding meetings, stress eating, and lose the weight. That's right. Seminar, Saturday, January 22nd at the Best Western Plus Country Covered in Lewisburg from 2 to 4 p.m. Registration starts at 1:30. Weight loss seminar starts at 11 a.m. and stop smoking at 2 p.m.
You're on the spot reporter back here at Sleep World with Jim and Joe and the guys, and it's really official. 30 years now for you guys.
I know. The time has really flown by.
It seems like just yesterday when we opened up.
I mean, you guys look so young. It's hard to believe you've been here for 30 years. In fact, I just happen to have your first commercial from 30 years ago. Here, I'll play it for you.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Joe.
And we have a new furniture store with really great prices.
It's called Sleep World, but we won't run any sales.
Because our prices will already be the lowest.
And we won't work on commission.
So our salesman won't be too pushy.
And we have cookies!
No cookies.
Aww.
Boy, you guys were really young back then.
Well, we still don't work on commission, so you can't get pressured into buying something out of your price range.
And we'll never raise our prices, so we can then lower them by giving you a fake sale.
Shopping at Sleep World, serving the Susquehanna Valley for 30 years, with the area's best prices on mattresses and bedroom furniture. On the Strip in Seals Grove, next to Lowe's, or look them up on Facebook.
The new year came in with parties and anticipation. Well, the celebration continues at Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. Throughout the year, we'll celebrate 150 years of helping our communities grow with sound financial advice. If you're looking for a bank to keep for life, look no further than Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. We offer free checking accounts with no minimum balance fee and no minimum activity requirements. We include free online and mobile banking, free MoneyPass ATM access with over 37,000 ATMs nationwide, and many other benefits. It's a new year, and if your bank or credit union is not giving you all the services and benefits you deserve, then Mifflinburg Bank and Trust invites you to come bank with us. Find out why. We are the bank you keep for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking out for you. We're in this together. Working hard to make life better. Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, the bank you keep for life.
All right, Chad, what have we got?
Hey, Drew, what's up? Lisa and I are here recording.
Oh, perfect timing. I wanted to update you on my mousetrap collection.
Mousetrap collection?
Ugh, it was an old ad. Drew, nobody cares, and we're busy.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Yeah, dude. That had to hurt.
Guys, we're losing focus. If you'd like to learn more about buying and selling real estate, contact me, Lisa Barrick, at Coldwell Bank or Penn1.com.
Join News Radio 1070 WKOK Monday through Friday mornings from 8:30 till 10 for our live local telephone talk show, On the Mark.
East Buffalo Township up there in Union County, do you know what those supervisors did?
Lower taxes?
There you go, Mark.
Everything you know about daycare could fit on the head of a pin. I know the folks who know, know.
The
you,
folks
you
who
don't know,
know.
I know the folks who don't
the
know,
folks
don't
who don't know.
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 On the Mark, weekday mornings from 8:30 till 10, only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory. The Sunbury Motors Guarantee. It is all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. And by the way, great service department. Whether it happens to be routine inspections, difficult, it's really one-stop vehicle shopping for the life of the vehicle. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. All right. We were talking before about analytics, and they're important in telling a story. They're important in terms of giving you an option as to what to think about before you go into a game. But every game takes on its own personality. And your personnel forces you to take on a personality. So we've talked about the analytics of pace. Duke, for example, will play 75 to 78 possessions in a game. They can run up and down the floor. They also can score. Penn State, conversely, has been winning by playing 63 possessions a game, because based on their personnel, based on their athleticism, that's how they have to play. They shorten games by doing it. Now, it also brings with it a precarious element. And the precarious element is this. Duke, for example, in a 75 to 78 possession game can turn it over 12, 13 times. Yeah, because at that point, you're doing it, what, one out of every, what, six and a half possessions? Okay. But if Penn State turns it over 15 times in a 60 possession game, that's one out of four. That's where it becomes precarious, where you've got to really take care of the ball. You've got to be really precise. At the same time, you mentally wear down the other team playing this way, too. And they did that to Rutgers. Rutgers, last 10 minutes, they had nothing. They looked tired. They looked tired on Tuesday night. Now, Ohio State will be the one that gets the quick turnaround this time. Penn State had to play that game at 9 o'clock. Eastern time at Northwestern on Wednesday last week, up back at 3:15 in the morning, then played Saturday at noon. Well, Ohio State has to play at Wisconsin tonight. And they've got to then come back, and then with a quick turnaround, Sunday at noon. So you go Wednesday to Saturday at noon. This time for Ohio State, it's going to be Thursday to Sunday at noon. So they're going to do the same thing that Penn State had to do last week. Good team. Liddell is really good, really good. Mekari Barnum has been outstanding of late. He's coming off 34 against Northwestern. He played really well. And Jamari's played well for him. Jamari's played well. And that'll be Sunday at noon. And then we're going to play Beat the Clock. I already got the text. Here's the email we got today. Today's email, as follows. All right. Hey, by the way, guys. All right. Let's see. What did it say here? That's not it. That's Lord John. There we go. Keep in mind there is some bad weather in Columbus this weekend. They're to get 1 to 3 inches later in the day. We are set to get some Sunday night. So after the game, we will want to move as quick as we can. Okay. In other words, hey, you guys on the radio, don't dilly-dally on the post-game show. Go, go, go. We got to move. It's going to be the fastest post-game show ever. Hey, got it. Good. We're done. Get Micah, maybe a player, move on. So, we're going to have to move on Sunday. try and beat the storm. But I think they're saying the storm starts here about 7 at night on Sunday, if it holds up.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
We'll keep it here to WKOK. We're going to keep you up to date on all the latest weather information.
Absolutely.
And it'll be really great when we do Monday's show, when Matt's going to have to complain about the Eagles, the play calling, and the weather.
We'll see.
You're awfully confident.
I'm fairly confident. I'll leave it at that.
What makes you confident?
I think things are in their favor a little bit with the weather, and I liked how they played against them off last time, even though it was a 28-7 deficit at one point. And they're still a little bit banged up here and there. I don't know. I just have a good feeling. I don't know why. I can't really explain it, but I just do.
You watch your team play, right?
Yes.
That's just a joke. That's a joke, okay? That's a joke, okay? But the multiple ways to win is interesting because we are seeing... Now, in terms of drama, let's get to the drama part of it. Because I don't know if you've seen, but 75 of the top 100 shows in 2021 were football games. Did you know that?
Yes. Somebody tweeted that yesterday. Might have been Schefter. That's not surprising.
I think I actually said it on the show yesterday, to be honest with you.
Well, maybe that's what it was.
But 75 of the top 100 shows in 2021 were football games. Now, two-point conversions are dramatic, right?
Yes.
That's why you notice that when Penn State is in an eight-point game, you notice I don't say that it's a one-possession game. Right? Okay? Or no, I'm sorry, not a 1%. It's a one-score game. I never say that. When it's an eight-point game, I never say it's a one-score game. Because it's not. You got to run another play. You have to get two scores. You have to get six and then a two. So that's why I don't call it a one-score game. It's not really a one-score game. Now, is it a one-possession game? Yeah, one possession. Now, I've got possession for both the touchdown and the two-point conversion. I've got the possession, so it's a one-possession game. I don't call it a one-score game when it's eight. You seem confused.
No, it makes sense.
Well, I know it makes sense. That's why I said it. But the dynamics have changed when it's eight. That it's one possession, but you still need two scores. You don't automatically get eight on the first one. You've got to come up with the two. And you've got to run a 50-50 play to do it. Next up, fourth downs. Fourth downs are dramatic. I mean, I'm talking about just from pure, TV ratings, from pure excitement. So let's take the analytics point of view. Two-point conversions are exciting. Going for it on fourth down is dramatic. I didn't say it was always smart, but it's dramatic. And we're seeing more of that than ever, right? So, I mean, it has added an element into it of, you know, a little bit of pizzazz out there. Just like we talk about in basketball, the analytics of the three-point shot. I have talked about the three-point shot and the analytics of it forever. That's why I'll see this stuff about old announcers. We embrace it. But we're smart about it. Okay, you've got to realize there are multiple ways to win. If you don't embrace that, then you really don't know sports. Well, analytics is one of them, and that's why I've talked over the years about the three-point shot and the point value of it. But you have to graphically explain it. So I'll explain it again. I take 18 shots, and they're all twos, and I make nine. That's 50%, correct? Yes. And how many points do I get? Feel like I'm dealing with the suit. 18. All right. I now take 18 three-point shots, and I make 6. That's 33%. How many points do I get? 18.
18, yeah.
So 33% of threes essentially is in the neighborhood of 50% in twos because of the point value. So if I go out and I shoot 40% in threes, I'm having a whale of a night. I'm getting max point value at that point. That is the power of the three-point shot. Now, you just can't just throw up three-point shot. Like, let's take the Celtics had a game, was it 2 weeks ago? I think I may have been in Tampa they did this, where they were 4-for-42 in threes. Like, wow. Scott Grandy and Cornbread Maxwell had to come up with like 16 different ways of saying no good because they didn't want to be redundant. I mean, Sean Grandy's looking around like, how many ways to say no good in this game?
No so good! No good! No good!
See, that's no good with style. No good with style.
Hope to hear plenty of that tonight.
Well, when the opponent shoots it, yeah.
Yes.
Do I have to explain everything? No, I'm just kidding. So, that's the analytic of it. Where now you explain it to the audience in that way, and they go, okay, that makes sense. You know, 9 of 18 in all twos is 18. 6 of 18, 33% is also 18 points. That's how you explain the power of it. Now, some coaches just want layups, free throws, threes. Okay. I still say there's value in the proper two-point shot because if that's the open shot and the best one you have, take it. Don't take a contested three because analytics say you should be shooting all threes. If you have a 10 to 15-foot jumper for two and it's the best shot you get, take it. See, that's where you have to make the concession and the adjustment where you just can't, everything just can't be analytics. You know, what's the scheme of the offense? Where are you going with it? What's your personnel? I want to get as many layups as possible. Maybe I don't have a personnel that can get open for layups. You know, everything plays out differently. And every game takes on its own personality. I'm playing great defense. I've got the ball at my own 40-yard line, and I've got a good handle on their offense. It's fourth down and three. My analytics would say go for it. I punt the ball because in watching the game, my defense is playing so well. There's a good chance, A, I'm going to stop him because we've got a good handle on it, and B, I'm going to get the ball at midfield. And now gives me a fresh set of four downs with good field position to try and now attack. Now we get down to their 42-yard line, and I've got fourth down and two. All right, now I'm probably going for it at this point because now I've changed the field position where I'm in a position to be aggressive with it. So I can work it both ways based on the situation and based how the game is being played. Baseball. Oh, you don't want anybody facing a lineup the third time. I'm telling you right now, if I'm running out, I don't know, Max Scherzer, and they have not been able to touch him through two at-bats, you're darn right I'm throwing him out there for a third at because guess what? I think he's got him today. And I'm going to keep rolling with him because I don't think they can hit him. Now, if I've got a lesser pitcher out there who's gone through the first two at-bats, and yeah, he hasn't given up any hits, but man, they are hitting him. You know, they're, you know, loud outs. Then I probably go to my bullpen. So Scherzer's throwing a no-hitter, and they can't touch him. He struck out 7 or 8, right? Any ground balls, a weak ground ball, maybe a pop-up, whatever. He's going out there for the third at-bat. I don't care what analytics says, right? His performance is telling me he's got him. Same thing. Somebody else is throwing a no-hitter, but they're loud outs, warning track, line drives, things like that. I might take them out and not have them go to the third at-bat because they're already on them to begin with. It's just we're fortunate they're hitting it at us. You've got to see what's going on out there and who's out there before you make decisions like that. All right, take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
The good old-fashioned way of sitting down as a family and enjoying a meal together. It's still a tradition that you love to keep alive. It's something that Fisher's Meats in Lewisburg shares your passion for, too. And that's why they always have plenty of wonderful meal ideas for all of those special family gatherings in your life. Fisher's always has nice cuts of beef to make a great addition to any meal. And they also make their fresh and hot sausage every day. Fisher's hamburger is ground the same day, and there's always a great selection of chicken and pork products to choose from as well. Add Peggy's Own Made salads and baked beans that are always the talk of the table, too. There's never any added solutions to anything at Fisher's, and it's all priced to please. Serving quality, wholesome, protein-packed foods is always important. Look no further than Fisher's Meats in Lewisburg to help you make that perfect family dinner. So go ahead, keep that family meal tradition going with Fisher's Meats. Remember, at Fisher's Meats, 228 St. John Street in Lewisburg, they trim their meat, not their customers.
The First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania is proud to announce the dates for Raise the Region, the area's largest collective fundraiser for support of local nonprofits. Mark your calendars for March 9th and 10th and be part of this year's 30-hour online fundraising event. The Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships have increased their Raise the Region donation to $175,000. A portion of these stretch funds will be added to every gift made during Raise the Region. Nonprofit organizations serving Columbia, Lycoming, Montour, Northumberland, Snyder, Tioga, and Union counties are encouraged to register by February 25th at www.raisetheregion.org. In addition to the Blaze Alexander Family Dealership stretch funds, nonprofits will compete for over $80,000 in cash prizes throughout the 30 hours. Compliments of UPMC, Wise Markets, Pennsylvania Skill by Mealy Manufacturing, First Citizens Community Bank, Larson Design Group, Toyota, Subaru, and Auto Trader. Last year's program raised over $2 million for local nonprofits. If you know of a local 501c3 nonprofit, encourage them to apply for Raise the Region. For more information or for nonprofit registration, visit raisetheregion.org.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, get me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Great to have you with us on the show today, brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Keywords 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. Stick with WKOK. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest weather because there's a possibility we get a significant snowstorm moving in Sunday night into Monday.
Yeah, right now they're calling for 6 to 10 here.
Yeah, same here. So, yeah. We'll see. That's what we've got to look for here. And as it gets closer, we'll obviously know what the deal is. But that's what we'll have to see as it gets closer. All right. Tonight, Ohio State plays at Wisconsin. Interesting. Johnny Davis is having a phenomenal year for Wisconsin. Right now, he would be the player of the year in the Big Ten. It's interesting. They've got him ranked number one on the draft board. They've got Jaden Ivey 18. And Ivey's a top five pick. No offense to Johnny Davis, whom I think is very, very good. But I would have no hesitation in the NBA game of selecting Ivey. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Now, Matt would have some problems with him because he just doesn't like anybody. No? Not true?
Not quite.
Is there anybody you like?
In terms of?
Anything.
Oh, I like my wife and kids.
Well, I mean, you got it made there. She's a thorough, complete gem. They're adorable. You're fine, okay?
Yeah.
I got it. Right? Yeah, I mean, sure. Anything else besides the obvious?
It just kind of depends on the day.
Depends on the day?
No, I generally like all my coworkers and people that I work with.
Okay, what's that in the background?
It's that our EIS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, okay. So I want to make sure it wasn't something coming up going, we got some sort of disaster happening. And last time I heard that, the suit was calling a staff meeting.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
This will get their attention. Kind of a scary dude, isn't he?
It can be, yeah.
Can be. Come on, man. Well, great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Merrill Reese on the show tomorrow on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
This is CBS News.
All right.
I'm rolling.
Coming down in 3, 2, 1. Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, the legendary Merrill Reese today. 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Some pockets of the United States. CBS's Dr. David Aga says in the past, the U.S. has trailed the U.K. by about 2 weeks.
What's interesting is that in certain parts of the United States, there's some evidence that there may be some flattening at the top of the curve, particularly the Northeast. And so I think what we're going to see over really the next 2 weeks is the numbers of cases will start to flatten out, and then hopefully there'll be a decline.
The Dow lost 177 today. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
70% of the Fortune 100 choose Zoom. With phone, chat, workspaces, apps, events, and video in a single platform, Zoom powers all your communications. Large enterprises, small businesses, and individuals use the secure Zoom platform to enable new ways of working, learning, hosting events, and supporting their customers. And now you can save 15% on meetings, chat, and phone with the Zoom United bundle. Visit Zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
Now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that the widely used non-contact thermometers are not accurate and have high probabilities for false negative readings. New COVID strands are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters most. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Don't wait. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
A Georgia sheriff's deputy has been suspended over a social media post. Correspondent Jim Krasula.
Longtime Houston County, Georgia sheriff's deputy Paul Erhan has been suspended and faces possible dismissal over comments posted on social media after a judge sentenced three white men to life in prison in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. In reacting to a Facebook post about the case, the deputy wrote, quote, "That criminal Arbery still got the death penalty, though." The department says the deputy had been disciplined in the past for other undisclosed violations. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Police say they're investigating after a battery report was filed against Yee, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West. Los Angeles police say the incident that spurred the complaint took place in downtown Los Angeles at about 3 this morning. No arrests have been made. He legally changed his name last year. Yee is in the midst of divorce proceedings with Kim Kardashian West. Matt Piper, CBS.